Marie, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
When did this happen?
The 24th of June. It was a Monday evening about 9 o'clock.
Okay, and what happened? And where was it generally?
It was generally, I won't give you the name of the street, but it was one of the busiest shopping streets in Dublin, and it was in a doorway of one of the busiest shops. It was a man lying in the doorway with a woman. Yeah. Both appeared to be drugged very heavily. She bore heavily than he. Yeah. And he was committing a sex act on her, and she wasn't capable of giving consent. Now, I emailed the Garda Commissioner, and I haven't heard anything back.
Okay, now come back to that incident.
Yeah.
Did you ring the guards?
I did.
Okay.
I looked for a guard first.
Yeah.
And because I didn't want to ring 999 because it's such an important number. But I had to ring it because I couldn't find a guard. And I rang the number and they took my name and they took information about it and they said they'd send a car. And I wanted to wait and see if they did. But while I was waiting, about four big, strong men at over, say, a 10, 15-minute interval approached me looking for money and they were begging quite forcefully. So I had to move on.
But just to come back to this woman who you believe was being sexually assaulted.
Yes, she was. And she wasn't capable of knowing what she was doing.
Okay. And how did you communicate that as clearly as you've just communicated it to us, Anne?
To the Gardaí, I did, yes.
And surely the Gardaí said, hang on, you're saying there's a woman being sexually assaulted. Where can you stay there? If any guard comes, can you direct them to?
They didn't ask me to stay there. And I wasn't convinced that they were going to send anyone because he asked me my name at the beginning of my statement and at the end of it, and I figured he's not writing this down. And I'm not blaming the guards because I don't think they have the resources. But I feel like the street has been taken over. And it's not, I'm not against homeless people and I'm not against people with drug problems, but I'm against sex acts being perpetrated on a helpless woman. And what really got me was I had no idea if this woman knew the perpetrator or if he had just dragged her into that doorway because she was drugged.
You weren't tempted to shout at him or?
I wasn't, no, okay. No. It was quite frightening.
Yeah, that's what I mean, were you fearful?
Yes, and it's also very shocking to see somebody doing that to somebody else, particularly when she's comatose. It's very shocking. It's also
a crime.
Absolutely.
A serious crime.
Yeah. Well, two crimes, I thought. One without consent and one a lewd act in a public place.
And, Marie, you told me there earlier you've written to the Garda Commissioner. What's the content of that, the substance
just
of that?
Pretty much what I've told you. I just told him what I've told you, but I didn't get a response. And the fact that there wasn't a guard to be seen in that area, because there used to be, you know, and I thought I'd see guards, but there were no guards around. And I figure it's like they've just given up and sort of...
Well, they haven't. They haven't given up.
Was just the feeling.
Yeah,
there's
over 11,000 guards. And I know we haven't enough, but there's a higher ratio than in a lot of countries. But have you been contacted since by the Gardaí? I presume you gave your number.
They have my email and there's been no contact.
No, but I mean from when you dialed 999,
your number
comes up.
No, they didn't contact me, no.
How long did you hang around for to see if the Gardaí arrived?
About 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay. And was it, I don't want the location obviously, but was it in a busy part of the city? It wasn't in the middle of nowhere, as they say.
It was one of the busiest parts of the city.
Okay, how close is the nearest Garda station, for example?
The nearest Garda station is probably Store Street.
Okay, and if a Garda car, I know Garda cars are on movement a lot of the time, but if a Garda car had to leave Store Street with its siren on when they got your call, and you know they can drive up the Lewis track there up into O'Connell Street. I'm not saying it was in O'Connell Street. How long would it take a Garda car to get to the scene of that crime?
I'd say there could have been a Garda car there in 10 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah, if it's the city centre, I presume they can get there quicker. But anyway, but you waited
I wrote to the Garda Commissioner myself, and actually, but for different reasons, because they actually successfully prosecuted somebody who completely randomly assaulted me badly on Talbot Street. Mm-hmm. And that was back in 2011. And so brilliant was the prosecution by the Gardaí. They were I wrote to the Commissioner because it was so exceptional. Because normally the Gardaí don't want to know. Because they'll ask me what did the person look like. And obviously it's no good to me. Like I wouldn't be a good witness that day.
Yeah.
But because it was such a good job done by Store Street, of all people, did such a great job. that I actually wrote to the Garda Commissioner, and the Assistant Commissioner responded to me and said, you know, that I was basically saying this was a model of how guards should operate.
Fair play to you, Robbie, now. That's important. Fair play to you. Okay, Robbie's in it. And Marie, if you hear anything back, because that's horrific what happened to that woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you hear anything back, please let us know. Robbie's in it. Thanks indeed. And Marie, 51551, joe@rte.ie.